Say hello to our friend John McDonald, ladies and gentlemen, infield coordinator for the Cleveland Indians, former Blue Jay and World Series champion. Johnny Mack, no better guy to have on the show this morning. Johnny.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys.
What's the good word?
The good word is this going to be some fun baseball coming up here on Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of it, let's just get down to brass tacks, John. Who do you cheer for and why?
I'm working for the Indians right now, so that should be a no-brainer.
Okay.
The beautiful thing about it is
take your job and employment and the people that give you money, put that aside. Just shuffle it over to the right. Who do you cheer for? If you didn't work for the Indians, if you were an unemployed, very well-off ball player who was a private equity guy and you can tell people where to go and what to do all the time.
Well, I'd be right in the middle because you'd feel like you couldn't lose.
Seriously?
I've played for both organizations. I played for Cleveland. I've played for both organizations twice. And the relations and the guys that I play with in Cleveland are still there. Some guys I play with in Toronto are still there. I think it was 9 years in Cleveland, 7 years in Toronto.
Oof.
A lot of relationships on both sides, which makes this series awful, awful fun for me.
But if you had to, to pick one, like if you were forced, at squirt gun point, which one would you pick? You're not doing it, are you?
Yeah, no, I'm
okay.
Not.
I'll let you off. I like you. Tough. I mean, perfect world, though, for you, right? You're going to get a chance to watch both of your alma maters, for lack of a better term, both franchises that you played for, played hard for, were well-regarded by. This is obviously a great time in the city of Cleveland as well. Describe a little bit of, are you surprised that Cleveland not only won the series but swept Boston?
Oh, I think everybody is surprised with the sweep. I'm not surprised that they won because it's a very resilient club. The offense that they've been throwing out there they've just been really consistent. They play good defense. The pitching, obviously losing Salazar and Carrasco has really hurt, but Trevor Bauer threw the ball well. Corey Kluber, I think you always expected he's going to throw the ball well. And I really liked the matchup for Josh Tomlin against Buchholz yesterday. So I'm not surprised that they won all three games. I wouldn't have predicted it though.
Johnny Mack, you obviously played with Big Poppy, and his career came to an end last night as well. Is he as nice of a dude as we all think he is?
Yeah, I thought it was so impressive just watching him from inside the locker room and how he interacted with people, how he prepared every day, how he liked to lead, how he liked to talk to younger players. I remember one day in Toronto years ago where I went to the ballpark probably around 1 o'clock, and when I walked out through the field, I saw David throwing BP to a couple of guys from Toronto on the field, and I was kind of looking around like, what the heck is going on? And he just said, I think it was some guys that he had met, and he told me to take him out onto the field and let him take BP, and I always thought that was really, really neat. And like, oh, why can't I do something like that? That looks like a lot of fun. Why not try to get some more people out there taking BP on the turf in Toronto? But he was already doing it, and he was an opposing player.
What was he like in the dressing room to deal with?
He wasn't very, very loud. So he came in, he took care of business. And I thought that was telling from him. He didn't necessarily lead by being loud in the clubhouse, by it was his presence, and you knew when he walked in that you were going to be okay.
Hmm. What was he like specifically when you think about what Boston has watched over the past 15, 16 years, the championships he's brought there, how well loved he is in that city. Is it going to be difficult? Obviously, it's going to be difficult to replace that personality, and not just the production. I mean, he had one of his best seasons ever, and the best season ever when it comes to RBIs in a final season, 127 ribbies this last year. Replacing the production is one thing. How much is he going to be missed in that organization on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, so zero championships since 1918 when he came to the Red Sox, and by the time he left, they had three parades and he took that city through the Boston bombings and kind of gave people something to cheer about, let them know it was okay to cheer a couple of days later. I think he galvanized the city, you know, through some of his words. And at least, you know, somebody was going to speak that day after the bombings, the first day back. And I think David pushed some of the right buttons there, and then obviously threw the team on its back, which in Boston, and you know, you're throwing the city on your back when you put the team on your back. So it's something that you're not going to replace very quickly. Yeah. I think that's fair to say.
John, is he a bigger star than Tom Brady in New England?
Yeah, you know, as I was talking, that's what's going through my mind. Who's bigger? You know, I think you can put those guys right up there. I mean, it's not just Massachusetts; it's all in New England. You know, I think a bit like it's hard to compare that to Toronto, because you play for the Blue Jays, you play for Toronto, you play for Canada, and Canada is enormous. The amount of people, you know, the passion that shines through for Toronto sports, especially when they're, you know, when they're competing at a high level like they have in the last 2 years, the Blue Jays specifically. It's hard to describe when you're going that well and you have players at the top that are going to carry your team and the legacy that they're going to leave. So Tom Brady's going to leave a lasting legacy. David Ortiz's legacy is, you know, could be unmatched just because of the way he did it.
Yeah. John McDonald, infield coordinator, Cleveland Indians, and former Toronto Blue Jay John McDonald, played with David Ortiz. Before we get on to the series, the ALCS with the Cleveland Indians and the Toronto Blue Jays, what will you remember most, or what impressed you the most about David Ortiz?
What impressed me the most? I think, you know, there was a lot. He had such a chip on his shoulder in 2013 that he was mad that everybody doubted him, and he wanted to be up in every big situation. It just impressed me at how locked in he got in the bigger moments, and you expected him to do the unexpected. And I mean, and he did it those years. And you know, I mean, I expected him to. I expected the 3-0 pitch last night to be called a strike, and watching it on TV out here in Arizona, rooting, you know, for the Indians with a bunch of guys. We went out last night and watched it out at a bar, and you kind of expected that 3-0 pitch to be to go to 3-1, you know, a tight pitch in that the umpire called the ball, but you thought it would have been called a strike. And then the next pitch, you're just thinking, man, just don't throw it in because he could hit a pull homer. Don't throw it away on the plate because he could hit an opposite field homer. I think that's what you do with him. You expect him to do things that other people don't do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he did his whole career, you know, even against the Blue Jays towards the end of the season. I remember he hit that home run off Brett Cecil, and the legend of David Ortiz, especially with Blue Jay fans, who he just torched over the years. So we'll miss his personality for sure, and I mean, they lost a big piece in that lineup too. So doesn't matter how old he is, he you know, produced until the end. John McDonald, our guest, infield coordinator, Cleveland Indians. Indians booked their ticket to the American League Championship Series. They play the Toronto Blue Jays starting on Friday. And I wanted to find out, because we've been kind of going through the numbers, I wanted to ask you your opinion. You've watched both these teams play extensively this year. How do they match up in your eyes, and who has the advantage prior to the series starting?
I don't see an advantage. I mean, I see home field in Cleveland. I see, I think, more depth in the starting rotation with Toronto. You know, but It's the ALCS. I don't think anything can surprise you now. I think if you look at it, the only team that has an advantage right now is the Cubs, because they're so deep in their starting rotation. They have a good offense, and they've got Aroldis Chapman in the back of the bullpen. Neither teams, the Blue Jays and Indians, don't have that. I mean, I think the Indians have Andrew Miller, who is a wild card in this because he can shorten games. And with the off days in the postseason, you know, 2-3-2 with an off day in between each stop, I think the Indians bullpen could have a little bit of an edge. You know, but who's going to hit? And that's what's great about this series. You just don't know what's going to happen, and it's, I think every game's going to be on the edge of your seat.
John, is there anything sneakily we need to worry about as Blue Jay fans about the Indians that maybe we're not talking enough about heading into this series?
you know, they're going to play defense just like the Blue Jays do. Jose Ramirez in the middle of the lineup, you're going to look at this kid when you see him, that you're not going to expect a lot from him, but he had 500 in that series, and he was one of the best hitters for the Tribe all year that nobody really talks about. You know, hardcore baseball fans will, but a lot of Blue Jay fans probably are going to say, all right, Cleveland, Jose Ramirez, where did he come from? And how long has he been on the team? And the year that he's had, and he's been doing a lot of his damage in big spots. So I think he's going to he's one of the keys for the Indians.
Prediction, John, before we let you go.
Yeah, I don't have one. Hey, I don't make predictions.
Come on. Really? I tried to pin you down on who you wanted to win the series, but do you think this will go 7? Do you think it'll go 6, maybe?
I won't be surprised with anything. That's what's awesome about it. I'm excited. I'm excited just to watch it. I'm not going to
be in 6.
You should run for president. You don't answer any questions. John, appreciate you doing this, man. At least you'll have a different vantage point than most playing for both teams as long as you did. And I know you got up early in Phoenix for us. Thanks for doing this.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Have enjoy the next couple of days, because it's going to get real. It's going to get a little nervous. Ryan's going to be nervous come Friday.